Okay, 16 X-ray, speed check for me, please. I'm showing 173 knots. 16 X-ray, speed check. I'm showing 175 knots.
172.
Okay. Air level of 4,000. And for those listening on the record, I've got one unit left aileron trim. And when we're level there, if you can give us a quick clean and dry, we're expecting a vector to the west shortly.
Clean and dry.
Thank you. Okay, 16 X-ray, 4,000 feet indicated. What do you show?
Stand by. One over to your right side. Yes, 3007 set, and I show 3,900 feet.
Thank you. Okay, we're turning right to heading 160. Climb it to 6,000.
Six. Pulling forward a little bit.
41 X-ray, we're going to go with the gear cycle when you're ready.
Okay, we'll get in position. 41 X-ray is ready for gear.
Okay. Okay, here comes landing gear up. We're coming right down a vector, 310.
See, everything there closed up nicely.
Okay. Okay, gear's going to come down.
Everything's down and all the doors return to close.
We've got good indications. We'll go ahead and bring it up to clean up now. Okay, we're going to climb a little bit. Okay, the airplane pretty much wants 1.5 to 2 units left aileron trim for flying level. And the vibrations aren't anything more than what the normal flaps 20 would be at this speed. Okay, we're in the block 10 to 15, and we'll work out our lateral path here shortly.
That'll stall in.
Say again, please.
41 X-ray's going to pull ahead a little bit.
We're going to come left just a little bit. We're going to slow down to about 150 knots.
Okay.
Okay, coming right. Okay, we're just going to do a little bit of maneuvering here.
I'll give you some room.
Okay, we're fairly well neutral, spiral stability. Airplane does need left wheel for trim. We're here at 148 knots, and that's VREF 30 plus 20. And at this speed, it's about a half unit left for aileron trim. Okay, we're going to do a couple more maneuvers here with 20 to 20 banks. 20 bank, here's a 1/3 wheel. This is about 5 degrees. And normal. I'm going to repeat here. So at 5 units a wheel, it's about a 3 degree per second roll rate. We're going to put a little side slip on the airplane. Okay, we're going to start with left pedal, and we're watching our Q beta. Okay, I've got full pedal, Q beta 7.5, and wheel is only about, say, 8 units to hold this. Covering. No unusual vibration. Okay, we'll go to the right. I get retrimmed here. Okay, coming right pedal. We've got Q beta 8, a full pedal. Got about better on speed now, so it is 10 units a wheel here. We're going to recover. Okay, we're going to do some little pushovers and pull-ups. Change that, we're going to do speed brakes first. Okay, here comes speed brakes. Okay, I had to add about an extra unit of aileron to counteract the roll, so went from about 1.5 units left to 2.5 units left. With speed brakes full. Slow back onto trim. Okay, stalling speed brakes.
Everything flush.
Hey, condition 112 is good. We're going to come left a little bit to pick up a line to work. Okay, we're going to do some little bit of pushes and pulls here. Here we go, a little push. A little pull. Another little push. A little bit of buffing at the unload, slightly, just a little bit of noise, and pulling. I'm just going to work between those bounds here a little bit, just watching the aileron trim change as I pull and push. And when I pull, the airplane rolls a little bit left.
Matches the chase observation.
When I push, just kind of get the normal burbles like you expect on a flaps 20. Yeah, I'm happy with that we have a safe airplane at flaps 20. We're going to start reconfiguring to the flaps out.
Chase is going to get in position for the crew photo.
Okay, let me do a quick heading check here, and we'll get you there.
Chase is already in position for flap detection.
Okay. Okay, we're going to flaps 5. The leading edges should stay where they're at. normal, and we're going to go to, let me trim up again here first. Okay, now we're going to flaps 1. Again, the leading edges will stay in place. Okay, we're going to turn right, and then we'll get the flaps up on the southerly heading. I'm going to bring the flaps up. If I may have to pull the nose up a little bit to help keep the speed down, because this will start cleaning up and get over my speed limit. So just be wary of that. Okay, flaps are coming up in 3, 2, 1, now. Okay, so we're cleared on speed up to, we're going to go to about 210 knots here. Okay, we're going to work here around 206, 208 knots, and I'll get a trim check here. Okay, with airplane clean, 206 knots, no vibration, aileron trim, half unit left. We're going to do some 30-30 bank turns. Clear to maneuver?
Clear to maneuver.
Okay, it's neutral spiral stability, that's good. We'll go 20 to 20 bank. Okay, coming right with about 5 units. And coming left. About 5 degrees per second roll rate. We're going to repeat with about a 1/3 wheel. There you go. Just a slightly higher roll rate. Higher roll rate. Left. Okay, it's there's no vibrations. There's a predictable roll rate increase. And that's good. We're going to reverse direction.
641 X-ray, you're getting close to our bingo. Let us know if you need anything more.
We're good. I'll tell you what, let's take us through one side slip and a speed brake check, and then give us a clean and dry, and we'll see you later. Here comes the right pedal. Q-beta 3, beta 6. We got a Q-beta of about 9, and it's full pedal, and a wheel is about 8 degrees, 8 units, sorry, left. And no vibrations, it's normal. And recovering. I'm going to climb just a little bit here. Okay, coming in with left pedal. Full pedal, it's about 7.5 units. Wheel to the right. Q-beta is 8. It's good. Recovering. Okay, we're trimmed in the climb. Here comes speed brakes.
401 X-ray, you want me to activate a clearance for you back to Boeing Field at the conclusion of this?
I'm going to go and do one touch and go and then Boeing Field. So, yeah, you can let them know what you're coming up and we'll coordinate on clearance at the bottom of the box.
Do that.
Frequency is 20.4 still?
It's 125.1.
125.1.
Okay, not as much steady state rolling with the speed brake fully extended, although as they extend or retract, there's some little transients left and right, but I'll just within the noise. Thank you. We're turning right too. Okay, 41 X-ray at 6606, and call them when you're ready at the bottom of the lock.
Be quick, thanks.
Okay, here comes push and pull. Line rolls left a little bit when you push just slightly. No unusual buffets or vibrations, so that's good.
Boeing Everett, Boeing 401 X-ray.
On X-ray, Boeing Everett.
It'll be inbound between on the hour for touch and go, then back to Boeing Field.
And Roger, Boeing Everett.
Condition 115 is starting at 1754. We completed condition 108 at 1752. Boeing Everett, Boeing 016, we're going to come into Payne Field for a couple stop-and-goes and then head back out again. And Boeing Everett came in broken, Boeing 016 coming in for a couple stop-and-goes at Payne.
And 016, Boeing Everett, copy that, a couple approaches. How copy?
Unclear now.
Okay, thank you.